From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabili reporting. The Syrian government or Russian warplanes carried out a toxic gas attack in northern Syria, monitors and civil defense workers alleged Tuesday. The attack killed at least 65 people and injured more than 350 others. Syrian opposition activists described the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war, and the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, dubbed it a horrifying massacre. Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. Speaking from a conference on Syria in Brussels, UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura condemned the attack.
Every time we have a moment in which the international community is capable of being together, 70 countries tomorrow, there is someone, somehow, that tries to undermine that feeling of hope by producing a feeling of horror and outrage. But we are not going to give up. And on the contrary, we make use of every of these horror moments in order to show the determination that they cannot prevail.
U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting that Susan Rice, the national security advisor for his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, spied on conversations Trump aides had with foreign nationals last year and sought to unmask their identities for political gain. Rice said Tuesday that accusation was absolutely false. Rice told MSNBC there's no truth to Trump's claim a month ago that Obama wiretapped him. The allegation was also widely debunked by U.S. lawmakers and intelligence officials. This is VOA News.